Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Pod Diva.
Hello, Pod Diva listeners. My name is Nick. I'm the staff writer here at Diva. And today you're in for a special treat because the guest of today's episode is the cover star of our lesbian visibility issue, the one and only Melissa Etheridge.
Pod Diva.
Hello, hello. I forgot. I didn't see that it was a Zoom. I just got out of the shower, so I tried to dry my hair a little bit.
Well, you look fabulous, so thank you for joining. And so, yeah, very excited to be speaking with you today. Obviously, you know that Diva are huge fans of yours. I'm very excited to have you on the cover as well, but I wanted to take you back to the beginning. And I wanted to ask if you can remember the moment that you knew you wanted to pursue music professionally.
Well, that's something that just grew and grew from when I was extremely young. My mother and father listened. They weren't musicians themselves, but they listened to a lot of good music. You know, I mean, really. And I grew up in the 60s and 70s when there was just an amazing amount of, you know, singer-songwriters and then into rock and roll. And I had an older sister about 4 years older, and she listened to the Led Zeppelin and Humble Pie and Rolling Stones. You know, she was really heavy into that. So I got kind of this great mix of music. And then we had this one radio station for our whole area there around Kansas City called WHB, and it played everything. When I was a child, it played rock and roll. It would play Led Zeppelin, then it would play Tammy Wynette, then it would play Marvin Gaye, and it was just all these different types of music. So I was exposed to all that, and I really enjoyed it. And I really, you know, when I was about 8, started playing the guitar and played it. And then when I was about 11, I was like, I like this. I think I can do this. And I just started from there.
Amazing. And yeah, and now you're a rock legend. How would you describe what your journey was like to rock stardom?
Well, you know, it was one step at a time. And I can't tell you there's a day that, oh, this is the day I became a rock star. You know, I don't know how that happened. So I just know that it just took, you know, one thing at a time, where I would just playing in front of people was amazing. And then starting to play my original music in front of people was really great. And then when I got to make a record, that was great. And then I toured more, then I made another record, and then it just kept growing. And it still is, you know, and it was people that started using the legend word and all that.
amazing. Am I right in believing that your debut album was that made in 4 days?
Yes, I was making it in 1987, right around there. And the music at the time was very 80s. It was very 80s sounding. And I had been signed by Chris Blackwell, beautiful English man who saw me in a bar playing by myself and loved that girl that he saw. And then he went away, and I made this other record. I went up to San Francisco and made a record with a producer who had done Steve Miller and Journey and such. And it sounded like an 80s record. It was a lot of synthesizers with my voice just right on top. And Chris Blackwell hated it. And I had taken like 2 weeks to make it. It was like, you know, big, a long record, and he hated it. And I thought, oh, that's it. It's over. Everything's done. But myself and the band I was working with said, we understand what he wants. He wants just you. He just wants that raw you. So tell him, ask him if he'll give you 4 days in the studio, and we can, you know, give him a record. And so he's like, okay, I'll give you 4 days. And we went in and just did it raw. And what you hear is the result of it. That, yeah, 4 days.
I imagine that must be a really incredible thing to hear as a musician, that someone just really respects and appreciates and wants your authentic raw sound as an artist.
Yes, it was highly unusual back then. And I was very grateful to have someone guide my career like Chris Blackwell.
And going back to the 80s and 90s, actually, I was wondering if you have a favorite memory of playing back in the lesbian bars back then?
Oh, I have many favorite memories of playing the lesbian.
I thought you might.
It was just such great support. My greatest nights would be like the Wednesday night before we have American Thanksgiving, and it's on a Thursday. And that's usually, you know, the break is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, you get this long weekend. And there were a lot of colleges around. And so on the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, I would have the biggest crowds because everyone would have come home, but they were all gay and not out. And so they would all go out to, you know, the bar to hear me play. And it was just, you know, 100, 200, well, probably 150 people, which was a lot for this little bar. And it was very exciting.
As a musician and also as a lesbian icon, am I right in believing that when you signed your first contract, you were encouraged not to come out?
I was encouraged not to flag wave. And then I had to just take that as whatever, you know, definition that was. I had been discovered in a lesbian bar. I had played for years in a lesbian bar. Everyone who knew me knew I was gay. If you knew me, even met me, you would know I was gay. You would meet my girlfriend. I was not closeted. And so right as the album was about to be released, I remember sitting in a boardroom, you know, on a table with all the people from Island Records, and Chris Blackwell was there. And they kind of went, well, what are we going to do about this gay thing? And I said, look, guys, I'm not going to be someone I'm not. I'm not going to pretend I have a boyfriend or pretend I'm not going to walk down some red carpet with some guy. I'm just not going to do that. And they said, well, as long as you don't flag wave, I guess that's okay. You know, whatever that meant, you know, 4 years later, I was flag waving, but you know, times change.
Yeah, the industry has progressed in many ways, but there might still be musicians who are coming up and maybe are met with like similar statements, but a bit changed from what they were. What advice would you give to anyone who's hearing similar things?
I would say, tell them thank you, but the strength of your music, the strength of our creation comes from an open channel of us being ourselves. And if anyone wants to commercialize your art and your work, they got to take it as it is. I got around it by just writing, you know, gender neutral lyrics. And I still kind of do. I that's just become my style. But man, whatever you are, make sure you're doing it or else it won't be any fun. Let's say you do have a big hit. You won't be able to be yourself. You'll be miserable. And we can see where that leads.
I'm eager to talk to you about Etheridge Island. I don't know if COVID got in the way, but is this your first year that it's going to be taking place?
This is the first year for Etheridge Island. We had done some cruises before, and we found that we wanted more of a destination for a myriad of reasons. But the cruises were fantastic and were a lot of fun, and we love creating a destination for Etheridge Nation and fans who just really love good music. And I will express again and emphasize again, this is not a women-only space. This is everyone welcome. And I mean everyone, men, women, and everything in between. It is a free space to listen to a lot of women's music. I mean, most of the artists are female, and it's great music. It's a lot of resources for wellness, a lot of emphasis on health and wellness. We are a big part of that. So it's just a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to it this year, being on the island and being a destination.
Amazing. It sounds incredible. And yeah, I do like the wellness element to it as well. Did you have a specific inspiration behind starting it, or was it just a natural evolvement of your cruises?
It was a natural involvement. It took me forever to be convinced to do a cruise. And then the first one I did, I went, wait a minute, this is really not only fun, but what a great way to connect with my fans and to play for an audience that, you know, has paid good money and come a long way just to see you. Man, that gives me a lot of power to really dig into my catalog and into, you know, what I do and really super serve these fans.
And I know you mentioned before, but about the acts that will be performing. I love going to festivals, but I'm often like there's no women or there's no diversity in the lineup. So I was really looking at your lineup and made me excited. So what excited you about how you got to choose your acts?
Well, over the last few years, I've gotten to know some really great women musicians, artists, and just aside from, Winona, who's just such a great female country icon. And then Annie DeFranco, who's, your folk rock sort of side. These artists that I have range from country to R&B to rock, and they are women who are so extremely talented, some of the best guitar players, singers, songwriters, up and coming, or just moving with their career. Artists that have a hard time finding any kind of mainstream audience because it just doesn't exist anymore. So I really love bringing them all together. And there's a lot of, jamming and people working with each other and, collaboration. It's just a lot of fun, lots and lots of fun.
Is there one thing that you hope that attendees take away from the festival?
I hope they feel better than when they came. I hope they feel like they made friends, new friends, and had a good time and left stressed and maybe learned how to deal with stress a little bit more. Maybe they were able to lose themselves in a good way, let themselves go, let music take them away, come back refreshed.
Pop Diva.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Pop Diva. And talking of stress, actually, and like emotions and well-being, I admire many things about you, but one of the things I really admire is the way you look at the world and kind of some of the challenges that come with it. I read your Rolling Stone interview where you spoke about your son and the loss of him, and I'm very sorry for your loss, but I found it very powerful when, and if you're if we could also change the subject if you want to.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I found it to be really powerful, the way that you opened up about it. You were very open and honest about what that was like, and I'm sure it resonated with many people who have experienced similar things. So I was wondering if you're comfortable with sharing what it was like opening up about this and any responses you've had from your fans who have been touched in a similar way.
It's not easy talking about it, but it's not something I don't want to talk about. It's something that happened. It's something that happens to hundreds of thousands of families. So I am not alone. And there are families and loved ones who are dealing with this and suffering now. And it is not only a problem of the person who is addicted, but everyone they come in contact with. It just is devastating. I do think that talking about it is helpful and is something that I do want to do. So, we've got a thing called the Etheridge Foundation that we started a couple of years ago, and we are now funding and providing grants to research into a more nature-based medicines that can replace these ridiculously powerful, you know, pain relievers and opioids and, you know, drugs that just it just have one ending, you know. And yeah, it's a big problem that sort of COVID really kind of overshadowed, but this one's not going away. So it's something we need to deal with. And I am part of a group of people that want to, you know, see a change in this.
It's very needed. And yeah, thank you for holding the space and sharing your story again. I know that your fans have found strength through not only that, but also as a survivor of cancer, and just also in the strength of yourself as a person and how you've carried yourself through life from the beginning. But I was wondering what your relationship is like with your fans, and do you also find strength from them?
Oh, yeah. No, my fans have been incredible. As a matter of fact, tonight we're celebrating, there's a fan who this is her 300th show that she's seen.
What,
300. She's seen me 300 times. Needless to say, I know her very well because I've met her a lot, you know, but she's just a smart, wonderful person that this is the way, you know, she spends her free time and money, and she loves the music and is beloved, and she's very smart. And, you know, and my fans are, they love music. I find that my fans love music and love to be moved by music, to be able to get up on stage and sing my songs that I have written, that I have taken a piece of my life and see, you know, the thousands of people appreciate it and take it in and make it their own. I can see it affect them. You know, that's everything. That energy exchange is what it's all about. You know, there's no awards or anything that can be any better than that.
Yeah, that's a really beautiful way of looking at it. And I hope she enjoys her 300th show.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have a good one. Yes.
I know that you do a lot of live streams, especially in lockdown and stuff. But I was wondering, now that we're allowed back outside, how is this going to like impact Etheridge TV and stuff like that?
Well, we're keeping on Etheridge TV. The price has been lowered because it's not, you know, 5 days a week anymore. You can still subscribe, etheridgetv.com. We stream a live show at least once a week. And it's from wherever I am out here, and it's quality. My wife does the cameras and everything, and it's the sound and visual quality is fantastic. And so we're keeping connected like that. And then when we're not on the road, my wife and I will do shows at least once a week with the fans.
And what's it like working with your lovely wife? I know you've spoken about her to Stephen before, but I want to hear more.
Oh, she is amazing. And I tell you, being able to work with your loved one is happiness, you know, because I travel so much, and we didn't want, you know, the first part of our relationship, she was working on Nurse Jackie and she was in New York and I was in LA and I'd see her when I can, you know, and this long distance thing was, we did it for like 4 years. And then it was, you know what, we really want to be together, got together to be together. And so she has stepped back from such a big role in television and has agreed to be my, you know, extremely overqualified camera person, you know, and really helping me on the road. And it's just, it's our dream. We're together every day and we just love it. As she sends kisses from the other room.
Oh, that makes my heart happy.
Best job I ever had.
Oh, she's sweet.
Did you say best job I've ever had?
Yes. There she is.
I'm very lucky. Oh. I haven't been listening, but I have.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
it's a small hotel room.
Oh, please, permission to put this in the piece. It's just too cute.
Permission granted.
Yeah, talking of family stuff, you're a mother, a wife, and then you're also a rock legend, an activist. You're now a graphic novelist. You do a lot of things. Are there any other like art forms or projects you'd like to explore next?
Sure. I mean, I have found my joy in this constant stream of just moving forward with creativity. I mean, I'll put goals in front of me like, I have a new album I want to make. You know, I want to write the songs. I would love to do something on Broadway. I'm working on a full on book, a novel. It's another memoir. And, you know, you just put those things out and you just walk it every day. And that's the happiness, is to, you know, move towards your desire. It's not actually getting it. I mean, once I get the book, great, it'll be fine. But it's the creation of it and sharing it that is the joy. So yeah, I got lots of I'll be doing stuff until I, you know, croak.
Oh, I was meant to ask this earlier, but I think I saw that you said that your choir teacher used to put you in the back because of your voice. Is that true?
Oh yes. She said I had the weirdest voice and she put me way in the back.
Oh my gosh, that's a mistake. But
yeah, you know, the voice got me there, so I'm good.
After hearing that, how did you go on to like love your voice?
Well, it really started when I started, you know, I started singing for my friends when I was young, you know, 12, 13 years old. And then they were supportive, you know, everybody around me, my family wasn't like, you know, a stage family. They were just like, hey, if you enjoy that. And if they'd have people over there like, hey, Missy, sing a song, you know? And so I figured if people asked me to sing, then they must like the way I sing. So I just kept doing what I do. And, you know, what you have now is just years and years of even playing before I signed a record. I played for 10 years in bars, you know, and so I had a real solid, you know, life education of playing live.
With the motivation and mission behind the work that you do, how has this changed over the years, or has it kind of like stuck on a central mission?
Well, the only mission that I have really held on to and stood by is to be completely truthful in the moment. That truth might change. What my truth was when I was 30 is definitely different than when I'm 60, just because I grow and I change. But I've always believed, and it has turned out to be true, that as long as I am truthful in my work, as long as I come from that place where I love this music, I love what I'm talking about, this is comes from a truthful place inside of me. I can fictionalize, but just the starting point is a base of truth. As long as that's there, it serves me. And that's what my fans hear. And so 17 albums later, it's still going strong.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think truth and authenticity is how you get fans that are loyal enough to see you 300 times.
There you go. Absolutely.
I've loved speaking with you today, Melissa. But before our call comes to an end, I wondered if there's anything else you'd like to address that we haven't touched on yet, or a final message you'd like to give to the Diva audience.
Oh, you know, just we as women and LGBTQ plus community, we're more powerful than we know. We have love, and we have an understanding of love and a desire to put that love first. And that's what changes the world. So keep being ourselves, keep being different and beautiful, and do not be afraid of those that try to pull back into some sort of dualistic world that makes sense to them. We are moving forward into a gorgeous, diverse future. And be not afraid. We're all going to be okay.
Pod Diva.
Thank you for listening to Pod Diva, queers for your ears, in association with Diva Magazine, the world's leading brand for LGBTQIA plus women and non-binary people. Please listen and subscribe on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Diva Magazine. You can email us at editorial@divamag.co.uk. Share the love by leaving us a review. Pod Diva, queers for your ears.
Pod Diva.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.